Hey everyone, this is your weekly Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. Well, I am really excited today to be celebrating 1 year of these weekly podcasts. My first was in celebration of Easter last year. We were discussing resurrection and renewal in our lives, and here we are again. Easter approaches this weekend with Good Friday today. I'm excited to revisit this topic a bit since I think it's really so important. Not only is it a commemoration and celebration of Jesus' resurrection, and that's a wonderful thing to do, it's also just an amazing time to really celebrate our own right to a resurrected sense of life every day as we honor the truth that Jesus was teaching, one that isn't confined to a particular religious tradition or time of year. We have a daily opportunity to refresh our view of life. As we refresh that view, we refresh our experience. A new consciousness is a new being and a new beginning. Perspective is really everything. We can look into the tomb for our Savior. We can look into time and finiteness and darkness and material life and material things for our salvation. Or we can look to the truth, to the life that is not in that cave of depression and doom, but is found in the truth that Jesus proved. Everlasting life, that ability to transcend the limits that circumstances and time and gloomy predictions about life might put on us, and we can begin to freshly expect transcendence, a resurrected sense of life, not only surviving, but living even bigger and better than before. I like this question that came to me last Easter time. If you had just witnessed the resurrection, what would you be doing today? So picture it. You're Mary Magdalene or one of the apostles. You have seen this great man who you adored and followed, Jesus. You see him crucified. You're feeling crushed and sad and maybe even betrayed. Maybe you feel this way in your own life now at times. Here today, you may have felt that you've lost something or someone important or lost your youth or your dreams or your health. You had high hopes, and then they were dashed. Crucified by injustice or ignorance or misunderstanding or maliciousness of other minds and individuals. But then, in the midst of that darkness, there is the most brilliant light yet. You witness the resurrection. The dead has come back to life, been gone 3 days, and has now emerged again. That same great man, and yet now really even more holy, more certain, more serene, more wise, and absolutely as enduringly loving. So here's that question again. If you had just seen this tremendous overcoming, what would this day look like? Would it be small and inconsequential and gloomy and complaining? Or would it be something else? Would it be a celebration? Would it be a new faith? Would it be a recognition that what you've observed, what you've witnessed, is not some phenomena that was just to show, but truly was something meant for you, for your life? Think about it. I don't want to tell you how to answer the question. There wouldn't be any fun in that. But those are just some thoughts I'm throwing out there. So I know if I looked at today as if I had just seen death overcome, I might begin to approach life with more expectation. I might begin to see that my small trials and even larger ones had a solution. I might also begin to remind myself that the whole idea of resurrection was demonstrated to prove something. Am I going to take Jesus at his word and the proof that he gave that I'm witnessing? Am I going to continue to be pushed around by material limits and agree to give up on life or believe that I'm in a tomb of sorts that confines me or a physical body that defines me or a world that designs my life? Or am I going to perhaps just linger and bask in the glow of resurrection and honor that demonstration enough to say, no more. I, too, can live with renewal and expect healing, salvation, and life expanding in joy and understanding and energy. Part of Jesus' resurrection, I think, was also about that letting go of what was past. He forgave. He continued to love. He didn't get caught up in the yesterday of the crucifixion or a lot of blame. The Bible reports that as his unknowing disciples encountered the resurrected Jesus on the road to Emmaus, he questioned them as to why they were so sad. They didn't know it was him. I think he questioned them. That questioning, it signifies that his resurrection was an absolutely renewed state of thought, uplifted from the past trials and walking forward with his ongoing intention to live, continue to teach, to heal, and to love. Now, the disciples with him eventually recognized him, but it wasn't because of how he looked. It was because of what he expressed. It was, as the Bible says it, it was how they felt their hearts burned within them when Jesus spoke to them. That's how they knew it was him. So maybe this is a key to what we might feel if we had witnessed this resurrection. And the inspiration that went along with it. It would be that sense of our hearts on fire. Not merely because we're amazed at some wonder, but we're truly moved with a sense of truth that it represents. For my part, my answer to that question is that I'd be a believer. I would believe that my own life had hope and that I had a purpose to live in a way that was truly alive and that proved that resurrection wasn't a one-time thing that Jesus did to show off. It was another instruction to us, a call to get out of the tomb and to realize our potential now, to leave the old way of thinking about ourselves and about others, leave that behind, and to begin anew to live with expectation, expressing those eternal qualities that God gave us, and letting each new day lead us forward in a way that is ready for opportunity, engaged in goodness, and expectant of a better life for ourselves and for others as well. Okay, well, I think that turned into a bit of a sermon, but I hope you will indulge me on this Easter weekend. Let me also recognize, if briefly, that Passover is going on now, too. So the Jewish faith is commemorating Moses is leading the children of Israel out of bondage. So that is also wonderfully symbolic for us on the same theme. We can honor the history of that and what it proves about the right of the children of God, of any faith at any time, to be free and to live that freedom fully every day. Well, thanks again for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. I hope you'll keep tuning in and that you'll reach out to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. If you have any questions or needs, I'd love to help out or start a conversation. Find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. A happy holy weekend to you all, and we'll see you next week.